She pulls away from Gary, out of breath, her mouth hot, the rest of her burning. She has managed to exist this long without. She can keep on doing it. She can make herself go cold from the inside out. The drizzle is letting up, but the sky has become as dark as a pot of ink. In the east, thunder sounds as the storm moves in from the sea. "Maybe I'm letting you do this so you'll stop the investigation," Sally says. "Did you ever think of that? Maybe I'm so desperate I'd fuck anyone, including you." Her mouth tastes bitter and cruel, but she doesn't care. She wants to see that wounded look on his face. She wants to stop this before that option is no longer hers, before what she feels takes hold and she's trapped, like those women at the aunt's back door. "Sally," Gary says, "you're not like that."
"Oh, really?" Sally says. "You don't know me. You just think you do."
"That's right. I think I do," he says, which is about as much of an argument as Sally's going to get.
"Get out," she tells Gary.
"Get out of the car." At this moment, Gary wishes he could grab her and force her, at least until she gave in. He'd like to make love to her right here. He'd like to do it all night and not give a damn about anything else, and not listen if she told him no. But he's not that kind of man, and he never will be. He's seen too many lives go wrong when a man allows himself to be led around by his dick. It's like giving in to drugs or alcohol or the fast cash you've just got to have, no questions asked. Gary has always understood why people give in and do as they please with no thought of anyone else. Their minds shut off, and he's not going to do that, even if it means he won't get what he really wants.
"Sally," he says,
and his voice causes her more anguish than she would ever have imagined possible. It's the kindness that undoes her. It's the mercy in spite of everything that's happened and is happening still.
"I want you to get out," Sally says. "This is a mistake. It's all wrong."
"It isn't." But Gary opens the door and gets out. He leans back down, and Sally makes herself look straight ahead at the windshield. She doesn't dare look at him.
"Close it," Sally says.
Her voice sounds fragile, a shattered, undependable thing.
"I mean it.